There's no question that the Alchemist Cannery in Waterbury hosted a lot of visitors and beer buyers since opening 2 years ago. The property was so overcrowded with customers that parking and traffic were causing problems. On November 15th, the cannery closed its retail operation in favor of selling all its beer through other retail outlets until a new location can be secured. But there may have been other issues at play. The Land Use and Development Act, or Act 250, requires a detailed review and permits for most development in Vermont in order to mitigate their impact on the environment. Clancy DeSmet oversees the Act 250 permits for the area that includes the cannery for the State Natural Resources Board. He says the Waterbury property's Act 250 permit never allowed a retail operation.
Retail was specifically prohibited in the original permit and public accommodation. So if they wanted to have members of the public coming there and buying things, they'd need to amend a permit condition.
The last Act 250 permit was issued in 2006 for a chocolate production facility using that location. The permit wasn't updated when the cannery opened and began brewing and retailing beer 2 years ago. But owner John Kimmick said he didn't know that when the cannery began operating.
When we looked at the property and we had talks with our landlord, he said, well, sure, I have an Act 250 permit and I'm permitted for light industrial and you can have a brewery here and you could have retail. And so, you know, we thought we had found the perfect location.
Kimmick said it wasn't until this past summer that he realized the Act 250 permit needed to be updated. But with the growing popularity of the brewery, it made more sense to shut down retail.
To make it legit, to actually have our 250 permit accommodate what we were doing at that property, it would all be a moot point. Because even if we had a piece of paper that said, yes, you're allowed to have retail here, that's all fine and dandy. But guess what? We're too busy. We can't handle the traffic.
And the state's Clancy DeSmet says the amount of wastewater being discharged could also be of concern.
It's my understanding that their current wastewater permit from looking at their DEC wastewater and wastewater disposal permit, that they were approved for 400 gallons per day of discharge. I was told that they are now discharging approximately 1,200 to 1,500 gallons per day.
DeSmet says that figure came from a meeting with Alchemist owners on November 4th. But Kimmick says those numbers aren't accurate. He says the Alchemist has installed a new meter, which reads the output more accurately.
We're actually averaging about 750 gallons per day.
State officials say the Alchemist has not been sanctioned for violating Act 250, but Kimmick adds that he wishes communication between state and local offices had been better. The town of Waterbury officials say the brewers did have all the right town permits in place for their operation. They also say the brewers are aware of and are actively working to address all issues with their property. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.